Uh-oh. What are you doing over there? Do you remember what I said about locking your door when you want to play with yourself? That's right. You're supposed to close and lock it so no one accidentally comes in and sees you playing with yourself, aren't you? It's okay to feel that way and touch yourself, but we don't want you to do it in front of family or guests, do we? Shh, dear, you're not in trouble. You're just a boy that has a little trouble controlling himself. We have our own apartment. You're a grown-up with your big boy job and your responsibilities. So, of course, you shouldn't feel shy about touching yourself in your own house. But you never know who might accidentally come in if you don't keep the door locked. So, make sure you lock the door, dear. Now you can keep playing. I'll just be right here. But since you were a bad boy for not locking the door, you have to listen to what I say. So, keep stroking, rubbing, just like you were. Be a naughty boy and keep playing with yourself. That's it. My poor naughty boy. You're being such a bad boy, you know. Playing with yourself while I have the door open. It's not my fault if someone outside sees you. Rubbing yourself between your legs. It's just very naughty. But it feels good, doesn't it? Does being naughty feel that good? Yeah. My goodness. My good boy has turned into such a bad naughty boy. Such a naughty, dirty boy. That's all he wants to do, isn't it? To play with himself all day and all night, doesn't he? He couldn't wait until I got home. He was so needy that he had to rub himself off before I even got here. Such a bad boy. Naughty boy. My poor needy boy. And now just look at him. Did you pull your pants down? Or are you rubbing yourself through them? Is your little cock out in the open, or is it still hiding under the fabric? Maybe your sheets? That's okay. You can play with yourself however you need to. That's okay. You poor, desperate, needy little thing. Just keep going, baby. I can see you from the doorway, your hand moving up and down. Just do what you need to. You can be a naughty boy. Whatever makes you feel good today. You're too sweet to punish, even when you're misbehaving. You're so lucky I care so much about you and your body. I know it's hard to focus when you're feeling all tingly down there. But don't play with yourself too often. I don't want you to spend hours on our bed, touching yourself, when you know you have big boy things you need to get done. This is supposed to be a reward for hard work, or a distraction from it, dear?
Well, since you're being such a bad boy, you need to do what I say, okay? Now, roll over onto your tummy. You can put a pillow under your hips and bury your face into your head pillow. Don't smother yourself, but you're not allowed to look up at me. Bad boys aren't allowed to see how much I care about them or how much I enjoy watching them. Now you have to move your hips into your pillow. That's right. You only get to hump your pillow today. That's what you wanted, right? You didn't want to wait for me to get home. So, you don't get to snuggle with me while you feel good. Maybe next time, if you're patient, we can give you your good boy reward. With snuggles and kisses and head pats. But you chose to be a bad boy today, and bad boys don't get snuggles or head pats, do they? No, they don't. So, keep moving for me. Hump your pillow. Press your entire body against it. It's so soft, isn't it? But it's not as warm as I am, huh? Poor naughty boy. Maybe next time he'll be patient. That's it. Keep humping. I can see your cute little ass going up and down. Faster and faster. Keep your head down into your pillow, dear. You're not allowed to look up at me. Just moan and whimper into your pillow and keep moving your hips. Bad boys have to stay quiet when they're in time out for misbehaving. That's why you don't want to be a bad, naughty boy anymore, do you? No. You want to be able to look at me and see just how much I care about you when you feel good. You want to be able to vocalize how you're feeling to me. You want me to hold you and snuggle you and pet you and dote on you. You poor thing. I think you've learned your lesson, haven't you? Have you? I'll come down from 10, and that's when your punishment for being a bad boy will be over. But only if you finish what you're doing. You have to push all that misbehaving energy out of your body. And then you'll become a sweet good boy again, won't you? He wants to be such a good boy, doesn't he? And so with your hips. Oh, yes, it does. Use that pillow to get all that naughty energy out of your body. And on one, you'll be a good boy again. Okay? 10, 9, 8. That's it. 7. Oh, you want to be good. So bad. 5. Halfway there. 4. That's it. You'll be a nice, sweet, wonderful, good boy once all that icky energy comes out. That's it, dear. Breathe into your pillow and let it all out. Oh, all that bad boy energy is gone now. And you can go back to being sweet and good for me, can't you? Take a deep breath here. Catch your breath. It must be so tiring being so naughty and misbehaved for such a long time. Were you just impatient, or were you being bad because I didn't get home soon enough? Well, you do have to be patient. I have adult responsibilities too, just like you do. But now you know how to be patient, right? That's my good boy. Now let's get all this bad boy mess cleaned up. Do you have a towel or a rag? Here. We don't want you being a mess. It's okay. We'll clean up so you'll feel more comfortable. That's it. I want to hold a good, clean boy. He's so well behaved and so sweet, isn't he? That's what I like about you. Even when you're a little bad here and there, you're always eager to be my good boy. And do you remember what good boys get? Yes, they get snuggles and kisses and headbutts. So let's lay down and I'll give you all the snuggles and kisses and headbutts you want. And you'll remember to be a good boy, won't you? That's it, dear. Just close your eyes and snuggle under the blankets while I hold you. Oh.